Hello, welcome to the big show. Yeah, he's back. The ugly fat one returns yet again. It's been a while, but I was planning to come this week anyway. So it's lucky that we've actually got a show because we missed out last week, didn't we? It is summer though. We used to take a hiatus. We used to go off for the whole of the 6 week holidays and stuff because A, I had kids, so it was easy to do that. But B, also there was no bloody news. And last week there was no bloody news. So this week's a little better.
Little bit
Joining me.
better.
A little better. Joining me to discuss the week in tech, such as it's been. A fantastic bunch. Start us off top left. Hello, Mrs. Patrice. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm in Lisbon as every month basically, and it's a public holiday, so I got the day off. I got to go walk around. It is very hot, very humid right now, but that didn't stop me. I'm like, I need to go and I need to go outside. So it's
And your
cool.
apartment's currently empty, so anyone can break in and take all your stuff.
Yes, if you know where it is, yes. I got cameras and shit, so.
I don't know where it is. What, 15 years? I don't know where you live.
That's true.
Where? Which hotel and which city are you escapading to?
In Lisbon, and it's always the Hotel Azores. Like that's my go-to. It's like right around the corner from our office, so it's quite convenient. But it's a really good
Cool.
hotel. Like I really like it here. I've stayed here every month for the last almost 2 years.
Now, did you fly yourself there?
No, not yet. No. And it's probably also
Not up to
way
that.
too long.
How long before you've got a Dassault Falcon and you're ripping up the turf to get there?
Probably another 6 months, I would assume.
Really?
Yeah, like
Oh,
3 to 6 months on
I'm a
average.
little envious. I do like the idea of flying. I just
Yeah, it is fun. It is fun. It's a lot to learn, is a lot, but it's also that's kind of the cool thing. Like you learn a lot, and
it's a lot to learn in volume and it's a lot to learn in money and all, isn't
yes, that
it?
too, that too. Yeah, but it's worth it. I mean, you learn so much also, like not just about flying or whatever, also about yourself, and it's really good. Like I'm enjoying
It
it.
is a completely different language as well, which I do
Yes.
not understand. I've watched a couple of videos of people
Yes.
going on TikTok who make a living flying around the country and just showing their flights. It's just like, that's, a whiskey foxtrot tango alpha. Heading, heading, blah, blah, blah. I know,
Yes.
I got the word heading. And I heard heading. I definitely heard heading.
You could be like
Didn't get the number after it, but I heard heading.
I could be like Wien information, Oskar Eco Alpha Kilo Whiskey, flying VFR from Wien to Salzburg, request Metro Port links. Something like that.
I heard VFR. That's
Yeah,
it. Very friggin'
VFR.
rapid.
Yeah.
I recognize
No,
that part.
visual flying rules.
You have to take us all for a spin when you're done.
But yes, when I'm done and I had some time to practice,
And you've
often.
solo in 1,000 hours. Next
Maybe.
name, Ian Grant.
Hello,
How
mate.
you
How
doing?
are you?
We just had a conversation about being a fat boy beforehand, so
Yeah, that's
doesn't get any
true.
easier,
So
mate. You've got
true.
to
So
start. You've got to
true.
start.
So true.
But like I
Well,
said,
I'm old. I'm old and getting decrepit. So yes,
boy.
I need to do things to stop me getting old faster. Stop me getting more broken. But yeah, been an all right week over. It's sunny in the UK, so I'm enjoying the weather. This has been a nice change from normal proceedings of a rain. But then I got
I
the other
had
side of
said.
things, my garden. I've got going to do old man things like water my garden.
Oh, God.
Wow.
And I water my grass so it doesn't turn into basically straw. So after this, I'll be watering the garden like a right old man. Yeah, I am. It's definitely approaching me now.
And you're going to get a letter from Yorkshire Water now after they watch this because of the hose pipe
Yes,
there.
probably. But if you see behind me, we haven't got much left.
No. It'll go that way because it's all getting leaked out of the drains and out into the rivers and stuff. So
Yeah.
yeah, we'll lose out eventually. My garden's we built a deck, which is nice. That's we sit out there most nights. But the rest of the garden has got a little bit of work going on this weekend, and we've got to skip in to get rid of some of the crap and the rubble. So we'll get better. And
Definitely.
next name, Tom. Bracing yourself for fire season, no doubt.
I was just going to say, if you want to talk about water wars, you should come to the Western United States. We love to fight
Well, you
municipal
buy
wars
yours
over
from
water rights.
you buy yours from Michigan, don't you, sir?
Yeah, big
From
trucks. Big
Michigan.
trucks every
You
day.
rent
North
it, you drink it, and
Colorado.
then you pee it in a bucket and
And
send it
send it,
back.
yeah,
Take us back
we send it back. We send it
There's 50 cents
back.
of every tin of pee that comes back from
Yeah, but then we send Jack Nicholson out and he gets the
the 411, Chinatown, all
Yeah,
that.
cool. No fires yet then.
No fires. No fires yet. So far, so good. We're
You
good.
did have one
We
earlier in the
start.
year, didn't you, LA? So it's that's helped.
LA had a really bad fire
Yeah.
during the wintertime. That was crazy. But it's just starting to heat up, so we're all bracing.
Literally, it's only been 26 today, but it feels like it's about 35, and there's just no air movement.
No.
Okay. Oh, God.
It'll be warmer tomorrow, allegedly.
Here we go. You can tell we're all British at heart, even none of us are
27.
British. We're all 10 minutes and we're already complaining about
30 degrees
the
tomorrow.
weather. And then we can check then who's got the first story, who's going to set us off with running with a good insight into what's been happening. The register. Oh my God. Brain activity much lower when using AI chatbots.
I mean, really, and this is one really. I mean, I have to be
Really?
honest. I could work this one out on my own, but someone's actually put science to it as well. It's really that you are so you are you, you ask questions of a computer without really thinking about it, then regurgitate the answer, and that's not no. Yes. So this is what they watched a group. They looked that they did EEGs. So they looked at let's go for it. Electro enhancement cephalogram. So they were watching brain activity of people doing prompts on chatbots to get answers for filling in essays. And what did we learn? We learned that people are becoming thicker because they're using AI instead of thinking for themselves. This is probably we're still on that thing where I reckon there's again, we're on that curve, that bell curve of a bit of technology. And we're still on the going upside when everyone thinks they can do everything with it until we get to the top. When
Yes.
eventually we fall over the other side and realize, no, that was stupid.
Yes.
And then we need to kind of work out the bits that make sense and the bits that don't. I mean, my employer at our last town hall was a massive AI fest of things we need to be doing for AI and all this. But
Everybody does that.
it's become a thing where you'll be in business, you'll be left behind if you're not following the trend. Because obviously, if you can't see the emperor's new clothes, then you're doomed.
Yeah, we
But
had the same with 5G with the cameras. Everyone's like, oh, is it 5G ready? Yes, it's 5G ready. When we buy the dongle, we'll do 5G. And when we get the SIM, we'll do it. Yeah, it's fine. It's ready. It's absolutely, it's ready. Yeah, no problem.
It's ready. It's useless, but it's ready.
Yeah, so we've got that kind of hubbub of things at the moment. And there's another story today as well, if anyone's seen it, for Microsoft laying off a whole chunk of sales staff just recently, which portents suggest it's because AI can do a lot of the legwork of the basically the entry level call stuff. So that's another part of the world where we're going to lose another chunk of workforce that are getting turned out of jobs by AI to create more
Yeah.
disenfranchised young people
But
that don't know what they want.
that's not new because there's
No.
been intelligent automation of conversations that get rid of 90% of the clutter in a conversation with a chatbot on, which is good. So do you want billing? Yes. Is it this order? Yes. Have you received it? No. Okay, we'll be in touch.
Yeah, we're using
Yeah.
that now. We're using AI
Yeah.
intelligence to help us sift through all of our queries to get ones that are the most likelihood ones that we're going to get sales from. So,
Yes.
yeah, completely. There's a lot of really good stuff there. We're using
It
AI
is.
chatbots to train our sales teams. That's
Yeah.
really good. That's worked really well. Except we need to teach them how to talk to customers that are in the Middle East, customers that are in Europe, customers that are in the UK, because at the moment it's been very US centric because, well, go figure. And we now need to kind of direct that so we can get, well, we can make it broader so it works again in Oz, works in Japan. When our sales go up, when they're being tested, it's more fluent. It's not yet, but it's getting there. It's interesting. Company, it's a UK company we use called Alchemy that created the model that helped us create the bots.
I
Very
mean,
cool.
heads up who uses Chat GPT-esque type stuff daily.
Becoming to now more.
Every day.
Every
I'm
day.
in there. And I spent a whole day talking to it and teaching it about me and my companies and what I do and experience and all those kind of things. I mean, if you have me on a podcast, I'd blurt all that out anyway. So I'm not giving it away. And then, but now I just, I like morning, and I call it Ace because that's what it asked me to call it. When I asked it if it wanted a name. Morning, Ace. How's it going? It's all right. Are you having a coffee, Ewan, or are you starting with an SIS tablet today? And it remembers me and it knows who I am and it knows my traits and trends. What can I help you with today? Is it this? Is it this? Or is it this? No, it's this. And I start a conversation then. And I'm quite the opposite of what this report is saying. I've got off after conversations about physics and talking about time as a particle and other things like that, where I've asked it to trawl for things and tell me, explain things to me. And my head hurts. I am so taxed.
No,
But that's a different use case. I think
yeah,
maybe what these
you're
people
doing
were looking
reasoning, but
at
not
was,
what these people are doing.
I don't want to do this work, chatbot, just do it for me. I don't
Yeah.
like
But
that.
Let's get Clarice's points because I want to come back as well on that. But go on.
but here's the thing: a lot of it people would have not done like at all. I mean, it's the same thing with. I was just thinking about it, like. Your brain is probably more taxed when you're making your toilet paper than when you're using it. It's kind of obvious, right? And it's still, we buy it so that we have the time to do other things. And it's the same thing here. I mean, like, people, like, they will figure out other things to do and other things to use, hopefully, at least their brain power.
This report is effectively people who sat in the corner of the room burn less calories than people who walked 50 miles.
Yes.
Oh, really? No.
No shit.
No shit, Sherlock.
No, yeah,
Exactly.
it still is one of those. It is really, we weren't surprised. But it is, it's coming back to what Tom says. It is, it's a use case thing. You're doing reasoning with your chatbot, as am I most of the time, or I'm asking it a question, which, by the way, Patrice, thank you for recommending Perplexity. Brilliant.
Yes. Yeah, it's a
Brilliant.
nice one.
I mean, my cool thing later on is a link to Perplexity, a thing you can do for Perplexity, get a cheap pro subscription, but it is the dog's doodads. So,
Researchers have confirmed that green paint is more green than red paint.
really? And it's blacker than black.
Really? Yeah.
In other news, it's reported the water's
No,
wet.
just yes, exactly.
it's.
When applied, may give a perception of wetness.
Yeah, it's all of those things. It's kind of, but I guess this is the world in which we live in, where four rational, intelligent people can all go, well, of course it bloody is. But if you need to write and publish a document that says that, either you've got more research money to spend than you know what to do with, or
Yeah. I
the
mean, you want to
public
see
need to be
this.
the public need to go, oi, look at that.
I think what you
Which
found
is
here is
it?
this is probably a study about the flowing thing, the directed transfer function of the brain. And someone's noticed, taken, cherry-picked one part of the study that said when people
More
just
like
did
them.
the search function, they didn't use as much as they did when they were sitting talking about advanced physics.
That's what I would
That's
guess, that
interesting
this is a
thought.
broader research project that has a lot more to
Yeah.
do with other
Yeah.
things
Just
than undergo peer
clickbait.
review.
Yeah.
Doesn't stop
Yes,
being useful.
we need £3 million to run a parallel study to check whether these results are verifiable or not.
I
Okay.
would say so. Let me see. I'll throw one in.
Yeah, so I think the thing to remember is that it's a tool,
Yes.
and
Right.
it's I mean I use it as a tool every single day, and I use it as more as if I didn't actually access it through my computer or my phone, I would use it far more than my computer and phone, if you know what I mean. If it was a voice agent coming out of a Google device or an Echo device, I'd use it entirely differently, and I'd use it far more than ever going to my computer. Just let text to speech the results back.
Yeah, but I mean, that's kind of the Star Trek and other sci-fi future, right? The computers,
Hey,
the AIs
computer.
are just everywhere, and we just talk to it and we just tell it what we want to do. That doesn't mean that we're not doing a lot of other things. Like, what would you rather do? Like, I don't know, sort through an Excel sheet or figure out like what to invest your money in. I would.
Exactly. I love, but Patrice, I love
Okay,
spreadsheets.
so then you go and do
It's
that. I would not do
a sickness. I know it's a
that.
sickness, but I love Excel.
Yeah,
Ooh,
or
look at this new function.
go
Ooh.
outside and enjoy the sun, or sort through
Right.
some Excel, like really long Excel sheet. Easy choice.
Yeah, it's like the, you know, like any new tool, people use it in useful ways and people use it in stupid ways, you know, it's.
Like a couple of weeks ago, someone mentioned real computers, like people doing computing, like back in the day. And I was thinking about it, like, I mean, that is a job that doesn't exist anymore because the computers of today came in and did it better, and that freed up, like, I mean, yes, it displaced some people, but it freed up also a lot of time that we
Or
can
try and
now
put stuff
do for
to
something else. Well, that we can waste on Instagram, but
Yeah.
I was
Go ahead,
I
Pat.
was talking to my former boss yesterday, and we he sits on the board of an AI company, and we were talking about how everybody's worried about what kind of jobs are going to get replaced. And we talked about how one of the biggest things that happened in our lifetime was the ratio of employees to admins, secretaries, changed completely. I mean, it used to be pretty much one secretary for every 10 or 15 employees. And now it's, you know, one for 200 employees.
Or a couple thousand.
You know, because, yeah, well, I mean, all the VPs had a
Yeah, not
secretary,
in our
but, you know,
company.
travel arrangements, setting up
I got none of
meetings,
that.
ordering this. All those things have just gone away. They've all been automated. And it's terrible for the people who had a career as an admin, but overall productivity, it was a boon.
My first proper job, we had a typing pool.
Yeah,
Yeah.
used to be a thing.
Think about that, a
Yeah.
typing pool.
Yeah, it used to be a thing.
I always have to make sure the secretaries were happy. That was one of my job in IT when you got there was all of the senior managers all had a secretary, and you had to make sure that all they you knew their nuances and they were all happy. And they kept their respective managers happy that anything was broken, you were there like a shot and got it fixed.
Yeah, MD's PA and receptionist are the two to keep happy, because if you screw
Yeah.
around and mess up
You're
with the MD
dead.
secretary, you're dead. And if you screw up the receptionist, you'll never know anything again.
Yes, this is so
So
true. That is
true.
so true. Oh, and
Yeah.
the other person to keep on your side was the lady who looks after the accounts, the wages, the way the lady after the wages. She
Accounts
was in every
payable.
company I've ever worked. It
Yes.
was always a woman,
Yep.
and I always made sure everything she had worked. If it got lucky, it was getting dodgy. I'd chip in on the first PC, first people for a PC refresh. Let's make sure she's right, and then we're all happy. Everyone's happy then.
Tom's story, this popular portable phone charger has just been recalled, and it's an anchor product.
It is.
Oh
Right.
my
So
God, I can feel the earth shaking.
So
you
I think every power bank I have is an anchor power bank. And so I got this notice from Amazon, because I buy mostly through Amazon, the Anchor store on Amazon. And so first of all, seeing a recall from Anchor surprised the hell out of me. And the second thing is, I always like when tech news gets into mainstream, so I link to a NBC news site, you know, the
Wow.
NBC network, and I do have one. I have one that the serial number is one that will explode, so I immediately disconnected it from power or catch fire or whatever. And I know the odds of it actually happening to this particular unit are pretty small. But it also, I'm always a little bit leery about the fact I have a bunch of little bombs plugged into power all around my house. And I know these things are safe, but you know, you ever think about how much energy is packed into this little package? And you know, I've got four of them sitting on a desk over there.
And it doesn't like oxygen, of which there's an abundance.
It's
Right,
21%, yes.
absolutely.
Yeah,
I
right.
bought some of those like lipo bags for traveling, so to put my batteries in.
Yeah.
Like it's just a thing you
That's
do.
probably a really good idea.
Yeah, like
So
someone
I wonder
recommended it.
if that's something I wonder if that's something I should do at home. Should we, instead of just leaving them on an open desk plugged in all day, should we put them in a box like that?
Probably safer. I mean, they don't prevent them from blowing up. They just prevent when they blow up from like the damage being as
Yeah.
bad.
Just do what the airlines do and carry a bucket of sand everywhere.
No, actually, the airlines have those exact bags as well.
Yeah.
for that
Is
reason.
that apparently, Tom, if you fill out a form and send it back, you get a new one and you get a £30 gift card.
Right. I did fill that out, but it was kind of funny. The procedure you had to go to file a claim, you had to take a picture of your product with the serial number showing, with a card on it with your name, your email, and the text product recall June 12, twenty
Yeah,
twenty five.
so which with AI is probably still easily fakeable, but
If only you could have
just
solved that with a spreadsheet, Tom.
that's
Right.
true.
Well, yeah, I keep track of my product recalls with my spreadsheet. It works out pretty well. Anyway, I'm surprised about Anchor, and it got me to thinking about all the little firebombs we're carrying around with each other.
But I mean, to be fair, we've been care. I mean, how long have batteries been around? Like a long time. I mean, these days they're like more powerful,
True.
and with lithium, especially lithium ion, a little bit more prone to fires.
Oh,
But
we've got 200,000 milliamp hour batteries now that we use in the cameras. They last 10 days.
200,000.
Yeah.
They're
Holy
200
cow.
pounds. They're 200 pounds a piece.
Yeah, but they're. I
So where do
mean.
you store those?
Well, they're on charging in the garage.
No,
I got six of the
but
16 of them all right next to each other on charge all the time.
so, but I
Okay,
mean,
I'm not worried anymore.
no, but that's kind of the point. Like, we have so many of these around, and so few happen, or so few blow up. It does happen. Any company can be hit. I mean, it's just like chemistry and physics at the end. But
Well,
the point is that Anchor is recalling them because, I mean, what you don't want is that you want to tra don't want to travel with them, and then the one in a million like just blows up because you don't want that to happen for
that's
multiple
good.
reasons, safety and also price.
We did have a case here. There's an old coal fire power plant on the Pacific Ocean south of Santa Cruz called Moss Landing, and they converted it to a power
Oh,
storage
yeah, I saw
site,
that. Yes.
a battery storage site, and it caught fire. And that was pretty crazy. I mean, you want to talk about power density and how many batteries they had. And now, they figured it out and put out the fire, but it burned for like 2 or 3 days. It was kind of a mess.
There's got to be someone come out with a stat that's like you're more likely to get struck by lightning four times than have a battery go.
Probably. I mean, how many
Yeah,
of
I'd be with
us,
you
I
on
mean,
that
how
one.
many batteries have we had through our lifetimes, and how many blow-ups did we have?
I've only ever seen one in my life. My niece had a really cheap vape stick while she was staying with us, and it sort of flamed up. It didn't burst into flames or anything, but
No,
you
I've had battery
can.
swell. There's a few of the commercial ones we've used, and they've used them for a long time. They do swell up. They're not funny when they get going as
Yeah,
well.
I've had a
I've
one
got I've I
sometime.
got an iPhone 6 with a swollen battery.
Yeah, that you should
I just
actually
save
not
them.
stay at home. Keep it home.
Yeah, this thing
You
hasn't been charged for a long time.
wouldn't charge it now.
The local
Makes
refuse
it.
centre's probably had a few fires because of me, because I wait till the bins are going out, and then I put them in the waste when they're away from the house, and then they tip them into the back of the wagon, and the wagon's burnt out around the corner. That's happened like about 10 times now. I'm joking, Solihull Council, if you're listening, I'm joking.
No.
Don't joke. You can't say bomb on a plane.
No, you can't.
Oh, no.
You cannot. I mean, you can barely say it on the phone these days, so.
You can't say battery on a dust cart.
Dust car. God, that show.
Dust car.
That is showing your age, mate.
That's my grandmother, that is. She would own a dust cart. WhatsApp introduces ads. Oh, come on, Patrice.
Yes,
This is the best story you
WhatsApp.
got.
What's yeah, it's the worst story ever.
Depressing.
It's depressing. Yeah, it's WhatsApp, you
Some more
know.
shit to skim past.
Yes, WhatsApp.
Yes.
Now with ads. Now better with ads.
Is this now because
Really?
there's going to be is there going to be a two-tier pricing, maybe? As in free versus £4.99 a month.
I don't think so, because I mean, what you see happening is any kind of ads simply make more money.
Right.
Nobody would pay enough to make this worth it for WhatsApp. I think that the data we're providing and the ads they're showing are worth it more than anything. And I mean, Facebook and Meta is, I mean, they are the biggest ad marketplace in the world right now, as far as I know.
It's on the updates tab, not the not your main chats one, so you'd never
not
see
yet.
It unless you know the updates thing.
Yeah,
so.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Wait,
yeah,
for
it is it is Facebook after all, right?
Exactly. Wait for it. Once you get used to the ads on the updates tab, they're going to come in like the main.
Yeah, and then we'll all move to Signal or Telegram.
Yes, you would think so, but most people, I mean, just get used to it. Yeah, it's.
So how big of an impact is it in using WhatsApp if it's only on that page? I mean, I'm trying to think. When I open WhatsApp, I immediately go to the chat.
Yeah, some people use the updates page a lot, and most people probably don't.
Yeah,
I usually wait till it tells me you've got to update or you're in trouble.
Right.
that's the section where you can have news feeds, isn't it? So you can have there's a section there where you can follow like BBC News and the Independent. I've got a few in there.
They have this kind of the Instagram stories feature there, so you can also post like pictures and shit. Like, I don't know why you would, but people do. I've seen that happen. Yeah, it's. I mean, it was kind of inevitable that this would happen. Like, what I mean, even though Meta is one of the biggest companies in the world, they want to make money. They like money.
I'm getting ads in my security camera feed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have Arlo cameras,
mm-hmm.
and when it detects movement, you know, you get a short video clip, and now in the feed there are ads, and I'm like,
when you're coming home with like whatever a.
And you pay how much a year for that?
Fast food order.
Zero.
It's
right.
Away.
Zero.
Okay.
Hey, you wanna whatever? You wanna order delivery next time? Here's an Uber ad.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was something like Arlo cameras. You know, originally when you bought them, it didn't require subscription for much of anything, except for, you know, some features that you probably don't want. And it's just that thing about you can't make money as a hardware company selling $80 cameras.
Have you seen the new Black Mirror stories?
No.
There's a new set of Black Mirror stories out, and there's one that's focused around incremental charging, which is just, and you're like, holy crap.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Bad as it is, and also then the OnlyFans culture type stuff, that is just the two stories linked together. Just, oh my God.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We are so close to that right now.
Probably there yet. I mean.
Oh, you watch it. Go away now. You'll know the episode.
Yeah.
Okay. You know the episode when you see it, and just, oh my God.
But I mean. The problem is not the hardware. I mean, there is companies out there that do fine with a hardware business, but in a world where, like making more and more money, making Wall Street happy is the thing. You're looking at it and saying, I mean, I can keep selling my hardware, or I can start charging extra things and make more money. So which one do I pick? I'll charge more money.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not about profitability, it's about growth. They're probably reasonably profitable selling the hardware, the cameras.
Yeah, but they could keep doing that for the next 100 years.
20% profit or something.
Subscriptions. It's all about subscriptions. ARR.
They want their
mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, we learned that in enterprise software about subscriptions 20 years ago. You know, we converted to subscription models 25 years ago, actually.
Yeah. Yeah, Microsoft tried it with didn't you? You got a free computer if you accepted the ads at the start before the operating system booted, and that died a death. No one was interested in that.
No.
Didn't Amazon do that with the Kindle, or still is, I think?
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone pays a tenner just to get rid of it. So I did just that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's killed.
Now it's gone, and I didn't pay a tenner.
it's kind of killing the Prime Video. You know, you used to get Prime Video for free if you're a Prime member. Now I don't think you can even get the ad supported tier for free as a Prime member.
You do get the ad supported tier here.
I think you still get it,
but they've killed it entirely on business. So if you've got Amazon Business, they've taken away all the video because I've lost everything.
Mm-hmm.
I've still got the access to the films I bought through it, but because I had a business account, they just took the video away, and you can't buy the video. It doesn't exist. It's not.
Strange.
So they're making a real. That's you need to watch Black Mirror. I'll come back next week. There'll be questions. There
Sure.
we go.
Sure.
My story: Elon Musk has challenged a New York state law that requires social media companies to discuss how they monitor hate speech, extremism, and other contentious content. My brain went back to the "No, sir, I'm Singaporean," conversation that was had, and all of that when all of the social media firms got an absolute grilling. Twitter was like, "Get stuffed," couldn't give a shit. And the woman from Twitter was like, "So, so and so did this after reading the post on your so we didn't make him read it, so we didn't tell the person to do it." People are grown-ups. I think this is quite an interesting story on the basis that there are groups that need protecting. I'm not saying there isn't. There are things you shouldn't be allowed to have a go at. In the UK, race, gender, age, those kind of things are all legally protected categories as far as employment and things like that go. But the kind of thing is you actually do love the fact that you live in a democracy where you can disagree with the person opposite as loud as you want, and it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't, they don't have to be upset by it. You don't have to be upset by what they come back and say you're wrong about. And when you grow up and realize, well, yeah, but I don't agree with you, but it doesn't mean we can't have a beer afterwards. It is a thing. But the problem we've got now is that there are people with influence who are stirring the pot to the point that you're talking about social disruption and disintegration. And that's where I really struggle with this story because it's like, no, if Ian says, "You and you're a bastard," and I'll go, "I can't be, I've got a birth certificate, shut up, mate. My father and mother are both listed on it, and they were married at the time," that's the end of that conversation. But if he doesn't like me, that's fine, it's okay. No one needs to be worried about that, least of all the pair of us. And someone certainly doesn't need to get offended on my behalf because he thinks I'm a bastard. But if you're talking about the fact you've got the president of a large country, shall we say, who stirs up racial hatred and stuff that's going on, I mean, I don't even know where to start with what's going on in the Middle East at the
Well,
minute.
it's a
So,
scale of it, isn't it? If 30 years ago, if you and Ian had a disagreement, you could work it out. The problem is, like you said, these people are influencing millions of people. We just saw it with the Democratic legislators that got shot and killed in Minnesota, and one of the Republicans blamed it on left-wing people, and it wasn't. It was a whacked out guy who had nothing to do with the Democratic Party or Progressive Party or anything. And guess what? He's going to incite more violence. I mean,
Oh,
those
the
things
German
have.
Parliament. Yeah, the German Parliament was bombed by the Russians. Was it hell? It's exactly the same thing.
Or the
So,
Chechnyans are blowing up apartments, right? That's what Putin
I
is.
mean, the other one of those is just recently, his own intelligence service says Iran can't make nuclear bombs yet. Oh, I think they can. Okay.
No, you see that.
WMDs in Iraq, man.
This
Yeah.
is where you've got to analyze the language because you can make a nuclear bomb. What you can't make is the fissile material to make it go boom properly. But the structure of it, you can still call it a bomb because it will pop. But at the moment, it's filled with Mars bars. That's the closest they've got to fissile material.
But it, I
I
mean,
don't react well with Mars bars, I have to say.
it's
I
even as you
think they're
said,
actually three musketeers, but point taken.
as you said, Ewan, it's kind of it's a balance, right? Like, two people disagreeing with each other or saying something is not a problem. If you have a million people doing that and going against one person, that is a problem, right? If a million people were all of a sudden bombarding you with "you're a bastard," whatever, and maybe this is also like you're using that service for your business, then you have a problem, right? So it's kind of the balance, and like not everything should be allowed. I mean, in Germany, for example, like anything right-wing Nazi is forbidden, and for, I think, very good reasons.
It's
Does it
verboten.
mean, yes,
Verboten,
exactly,
yeah.
it's verboten. Doesn't mean it doesn't
Verboten.
exist. Like people still like talk about it and whatever. It still exists, but you don't want it to be platformed. You don't want it to be spread that far
Right.
and give easy access for people that might be influenced by it. So it's a balance.
You don't want it to be a totem, do you, that people can
Yes.
muster around? Yeah,
Exactly.
that's the key
Yeah.
part, and that's where I think that,
Well,
that there is an issue, because if I mean, there's the stories of a young girl in the UK who posted her friend's favorite lyrics from a song after she died, and she contained the N-word, and then she goes and she's on a 10,000-hour tag because she posted the N-word, and he's just like, well, she couldn't pasted it from the lyrics sheet. It's not
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
But
there's a
that's
disparity to them.
can't be.
Yes. That's a whole
That
other
there's
problem.
and well, there's also the problem that's the other way now is with now more people having a platform with unacceptable views that can then make them loud and proud almost, it makes it for those that would normally not say anything like that and would probably keep those kind of views to themselves and now got more emboldened to be
Yeah.
say reprehensible things, which is terrible, which we really don't need. And again, calling back to both what Tom and Ewan have both been saying, the same thing, the fact that there's now a massive platform of which I can say my reprehensible view, whatever that happens to be, is worse than if I send it down the pub to you as we sat having a beer. You're a
There's
massive dude.
the point though,
That's the
is
difference,
that the
isn't
people that have said
it?
those things have always said those things, but they've said them to their
Yes.
mates down the pub in hushed
Oh,
tones.
yeah.
And if someone like me leaned over and went, sorry, mate, what did you just say? And they went, no, sir.
Right. Exactly. Yeah, you see,
Yeah.
again, like nobody would have
And
any
to a certain
thought.
degree, Twitter is doing the same. If you go, sorry, mate, what did you just say? You don't get a reply back. There is no, there's no, if you scratch and sniff, there's no sniff. It's there's the people that talk don't do. I've had some death threats. Well, congratulations, you're famous then. It's no, everyone that talks about death threats never does it. It's the ones
Right.
that are sitting in the corner and you haven't heard from them, and they've dropped off the grid for 3 years, and gone to Russia and then come back with a Russian wife. They're the ones to worry about.
Not always, but most of the time,
Well, I've gone one for one on that one, mate. I think you're fine.
yes. Yeah. No,
As an
there's
example.
no, but there's, I mean, there's people that like they like talk about killing someone and then they do. Like it's not always like that. The people who
Well,
say it will be
not a
killed.
lot. It's in the minority in comparison to the
Might
amount
be.
that talk.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure, for
But
sure.
the bigger point is that really bugs me about this story is, A, moderating social media is really hard and it's a very tricky thing. But the point is they're not even trying, really.
I mean,
They've just given up.
Twitter fired everybody who was even trying at all to do anything, and the little they did was not very effective. But they just
Right,
said, no, we're not
at
doing
least you
that.
could try, for
Yeah.
crying out loud, you
No,
know?
they're like,
Yeah,
we don't
but
care anymore.
yeah, it's just like the problem that you've got is that the British police has got to the stage where it's trying to police Facebook for yo mama jokes, rather
Right.
whereas
Have a
Elon's
lot of
like,
time.
mate, I ain't chasing people. I ain't paying good money to people to go and chase your mama jokes on Twitter. You can get stuffed, and I agree with him on that. But the ones, but the people, you know, his best mate's the one that's the worst one for stirring the pot, and doing that. And that'll never get addressed anyway. So this is just an opportunity to criminalize people who are having a bad night and who say, Pete, you're a dick on Twitter.
Yeah,
Oh, I'm sorry, that's
but
offensive to dicks. Richards are
that
uprising all over the world.
no, it's like, I mean, in this case, it's the thing that's always funny is that the people who go to the bat for, oh, free speech and we should limit it, are the first people to limit it immediately. So the
Yep.
There is always shown that to be the case.
You should do what you want as long as it's not the harm of another person. That's
Yes.
and that
Pretty
can include
simple,
like
too.
firing arrows into crowds. That's not safe, so don't do it. That's okay. Yeah, that kind of stuff, prohibition of that kind of thing's all right.
It's the old thing about what I mean. People say, "Oh, don't woke is such a mean." Yeah, you can boil that down to really simple: don't be a twat. Are you going to do something that's going to be offensive to someone? Then don't be a twat. I can use a different word, but I'll stick with "don't be a twat." You know,
and Steve is quoting from the "Don't Be a Twat" regulations, 1947. There,
that's basically it. I mean, if you think this behaviour would make you sound like a twat, then don't do it. That's a really easy way that everyone can measure their thoughts and go, will I sound like an utter cock juggling thundercunt, or will I not?
You would think, you would think that's that easy, but then if you are in certain circles and you're surrounded by people who do and say the same things as you, then you don't think you're doing anything wrong.
Yes, because you're in the
echo. Yeah, but you see, that's what's normal for one is not normal for another,
yes.
And the ability to get the ability to convince yourself that what you're doing is right is the problem.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Even though 98% of society can say you're wrong, if you convince yourself you're right, then who's to say you're not? That's the
and
problem,
then the other scary thing with what we've just talked about in terms of the world of the internet, you find yourself within your echo chamber of people who agree with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so your worldview is that, because you are literally seeing everything only through the lens of your echo chamber. So that's acceptable, whatever that is.
Mm-hmm.
Or like me, for example, who was not seeing how we could ever possibly leave Europe. It just didn't make sense because all the people I knew were all in the same mindset. I wake up that morning, look at my phone and go, the hell have we done?
because there was another echo chamber.
You know, that thing that the echo chamber wasn't agree with the mindset of the public as a whole.
There was another echo chamber was on the other side and saying,
was
how
bigger
can
and
we
more
say
vocal.
It? Right? So,
you know, it's that kind of thing, you know.
Yes. Yeah, true.
This podcast and all of this is brought to you by AWE Technologies Limited. Yes, new sponsor. They bought us a server. Thank you very much. They are a firm here in the UK who endeavour to improve construction sites and railway workplaces. So they do lean studies and they do noise measurement and monitoring and all that kind of stuff. And they would like connections, please, into construction in the UK and across the world as well. So any railways that are being built in Thailand, because I know there's a high-speed link in there at the moment that they'd be interested in, and out to the line and that kind of stuff in Dubai, then please call in and we'll pass on your details. AWTechnologiesLimited.co.uk. Thank you very much.
Very
kept
cool.
us alive for a little bit longer.
Nice. Yeah.
There's some construction
site
in Austria that need to hire them.
Yeah,
yeah, we got it. We have a high-speed rail project in California. Come on.
See,
we need to refer them.
We need to broadcast live from there with free beer.
I can arrange the beer and the location.
Just no internet.
Right, cool things. Ian's first in. Fastest thumb.
This is a thing which links directly to... Well, I'll go by the roundabout. I've had a Revolut account for years. It's really great for traveling. It means I can change money, have a card. They also do, over here, which is rare, they can do disposable bank cards as well. So if you want to buy something with a disposable card, the number expires and disappears. These guys have got you covered, so it's great. What they do have is a premium subscription, which I thought, I don't need that, until I was talking to my colleague, who turns out you get Perplexity Pro as part of the $7.99 subscription. Nice. So the sub for a year, the monthly sub is $7.99. That's half the price of a Perplexity subscription in the UK.
Mm-hmm.
So suddenly,
wow,
that's really good. And then on top of it, I get NordVPN standard, and I get Freeletics, which a friend has said that's really good for home exercise stuff. So I'll probably have a go with that. Again, as we were talking earlier about getting fatter and needing to take exercise. I'm too old for the Tinder Plus, but...
You liar, that's why you signed up.
It's all about the Tinder Plus.
Yeah. The Perplexity subscription and Threeletics pays for it. And well, the NordVPN pays for it.
Ian, it's not a problem. If you're not horny, you're not healthy. It's a health, that's tax deductible as a health expense.
I'm a married man, I don't need to. But nevertheless, really good deal. I was dead impressed with that. That's very easy. You don't need to buy any other services. You don't need to get your bank account. You don't need to get your salary paid in there either. I literally put £10 in there, enough to cover the subscription, and leave a couple of coppers in there if I need it, and I'll keep the account open. So it's kind of a brilliant little deal to get full access to the Perplexity Pro app, which, if you haven't played around with it, perplexity.ai, fantastic search engine, come AI search, come AI engine. I've been using it now for a week, and that's what prompted me to look for ways of getting a good deal, because honestly, it's great in terms of mixing the two things together. And Patrice got me onto that one, so thank you, Patrice.
It's kind of cool because Uber One on its own is 49 quid, isn't it? So, but
Yeah, there's a load of good, there's a load of good subs there for what essentially cost you 8 quid.
cool,
And
like
their
that, good pick.
FX rates are pretty good as well if you're traveling, which is what I've used it for as well. And transfer, and I use it to transfer money between me and work colleagues as well. That's another way of making life simple.
Revolut.com/Revolut hyphen premium. If you want to know the power packs you need to return to Anchor, that's in the chat, and also the cool things will be in there as well. Just go to britishtechnetwork.com/chat and scroll to 19th of June, and you'll find the power pack you need to return and get your 30 quid thing back. Tom's gone next. Tom, what's your cool thing?
Michael, this will be quick. I ran across this. It's a Shimano wireless gear shifting mechanism for a bicycle.
Does it have
And
AI? That's the question. Does
yeah, actually, it doesn't, which means I may buy it. But
have AI?
I only pointed this out because I never thought about it. I have a bike, and I have gears, and you have those cables that, can be a pain in the ass to get them set exactly right. And I never thought, what a genius friggin' use of Wi-Fi. So you got the shifters on the handlebars, and you got a receiver on the gear pack. My question is, how often do you have to recharge this thing? Because the cables not only did the control, it was provided the energy to actually move the derailleur to change gears. So you have to have some sort of little motor. And apparently these aren't new. This is just a new version that they released, the Shimano XD and Dior DI2 wireless drivetrains.
The bike stuff, that's not
real
expensive
question
either.
is, can I change the gears on your bike from Portugal?
Changing gear as he ends up there.
I've had
I'm
that
going
exact.
up
harder,
I had that exact thought.
harder. So I'm going uphill in low gear, and you flip it into
It's
12th
like,
as I'm trying
exactly.
to.
We're like, let's make it a little bit harder for Tom.
So when my wife asked me why I'm changing the derailleur on her bike, nobody tell her. Okay.
Yeah, Grandad, what was it? What's it like on? What's it like down there, son? Now, well, Grandad, it's a bit complicated. I can't tell the time without me watch. Without me phone rather, and if I want to eat, I've got to use my phone, and if I want to change gear, then I need an Austrian to do it for me via text.
That's an idea.
Patrice 12th. I need to go to 12th now.
But Patrice is
No.
German. I do know that, but that's not exactly a roomy own joke there.
Yes.
So you're willing to spend 200 quid to have someone
No.
throw a piece of wood between your spokes, effectively.
I just think that
Indiana Jones, yeah.
one of the major maintenance things I have to do on my bike and other bikes, I sometimes volunteer at a bike place that gives away bikes. And every bike that we come in, we have to, recable the gear shifters because they get all funky and they get frayed and people haven't greased them correctly. It's just, to me, it's like kind of the difference between a gas car and an EV, just less maintenance. But I'm wondering, is it actually less maintenance? Or am I going to be spending my time debugging the Wi-Fi connection instead of fixing cables? Probably. Okay.
The password between the two devices is lost.
Right,
That's a
right.
Wi-Fi password.
I swore I put it in LastPass. Now I can't find it.
Oh my God. Yeah, good one. More money than sense comes to mind there, but okay. Patrice, the swarm, or are
The
we talking about
swarm.
Just Watch? Are we talking about Just Watch or the
No,
swarm?
no, the swarm. The Just Watch is just a link to it. So that's a TV show. It's based actually on a German, a kind of a German, I don't know what category that would be. It's like a sci-fi book, I would say, from
Okay.
Frank Schätzing, like many years ago. I remember it's probably one of the last books that actually read in German, because I usually don't read German books. German novel. It's a really interesting TV show. It is available in a lot of languages, so no worries if you don't speak German. They actually, even in the show, like, they speak German, French, Dutch, Swedish, Japanese, like with subtitles. So it doesn't really matter if you speak German or not. It is dubbed in English if you need it. And actually, I did watch it in English, to be honest. But it's the story is really cool because it's about basically nature decides that we are a problem, we humans, and starts acting against us.
Right.
And that is a very interesting mystery that happens, like how this happens. And yeah, it's a really good show. It's like 8 episodes. It was like a couple of years ago, I want to say 2023, I think.
It's happened before, and a bloke built a big boat and put two of everything in it.
Allegedly. Yeah,
Yeah.
no, it's
And amazingly, the lion said, "You know what? We're vegetarians now."
Right. Yeah.
Elastic Willies has left the chat room, apparently. If I didn't even know they were in there.
Yeah. So anyway,
Elastic
it's
Willies.
that it it was a it's a European production. It is available worldwide on different services.
We've
Prime
had it
is
on.
one, Max is one.
Was it on? Did it come out on Atlantic or did it come out on Sky?
Probably as well. Yes, it's been all over the world and on different services, and it's originally a German production. So, but as I said, it's a good cast, a really good story, really well done. For German production, I would say it was actually really good because I really don't like them. So highly recommended, The Swarm. It's also a good book
Excellent.
if you want to read it.
Michael think is the DJI Neo. I've bought one of these. I took Bryony. She was like, "Oh, can we go into town, please, Dad? I want to get a like a new piercing for her ear." I'm like, "Yeah, okay." So I went in. I thought, "Oh, I'm going to have a coffee while she's in there choosing it and waiting to get seen." And then we had 20 minutes to kill, and I spotted the DJI shop, which was I was okay. I know I'm going to spend money now. And I walked up and I got the DJI Neo and had a little look at it. And the woman gave me some spiel on it. It's phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. You can fly it with just off your phone. So you can get it to fly set patterns, but you can change the distance that the patterns go and things like that. So we've sat it on the deck, got it on the palm of my hand, and it just flew away and then took the video and then came back and landed in my hand again. Those patterns are fine. Or you can buy a controller for it and you can use it like a normal drone. I filmed with it inside at a property. I've been doing some work for an interior designer. I've used it at the property that she's got. The whole project is 20 million quid. Her section's not that much, but it's absolutely phenomenal. Absolutely bounces off walls. It's superb. I have got the DJI Mini, and that doesn't do so well with walls, even with the prop guard on. This one's absolutely superb. 4K camera, quality's excellent. Manual mode as well, so you can change the ISO ratings that you want and your shutter speed and aperture and things like that. Well worth the money. 170 quid including VAT,
For a
140
muppet like
without
me,
VAT.
it would fly without me needing to know anything about what to do.
Well, you put it in follow mode and go running, and it follows you. It knows who you are, and it just follows you at the distance that you set. So, right, I want you back
That's
10
pretty cool.
meters, and then you run down the street. It'll follow you. It's
Nice.
absolutely brilliant, and the quality of it is superb.
So is it using Bluetooth for communication with your phone?
No, it makes its own Wi-Fi hotspot,
Yeah, DJI
and
does that.
you can probably tie it to your gears.
It did,
Well, I would need a camera so Patrice would know when to shift the gears.
No,
Sure.
it makes a Wi-Fi hotspot. You stick it to your phone, and then you jog away, and it follows you. We've walked up and down the garden, and it's followed us and stuff like that. It's absolutely brilliant. I'll post a little video in the Slack room, actually. You can have a look at the quality of it, but it is superb.
Boy, that's
Where
not
can we
very
get?
expensive either.
It's
No,
nothing
not
like, I mean,
really, no.
I was outside with it the other day, and the wind got up. It's not good in the wind. It's absolutely shocking in the wind. You will put it on top of the roof if you're not careful. But if it's a still day, it's absolutely bulletproof. Really, really good. Where can we get a hold of you, Patrice?
Well, I'm usually here every week on the Big Show on Thursdays and the Mac Show on Fridays, except for tomorrow because tomorrow I'm flying home and this doesn't work from planes,
Yeah,
especially to
I
Europe.
think we might not be going ahead tomorrow because I'm not
I think
certain
so.
either, so.
Yeah, I don't think there's gonna be a show tomorrow. But either way, I'm here every week. Everything I'm doing is on my website, thepatrice.com. And with Jeff, I have, and I'm just gonna show my phone because I have a sticker on there. Retro Rewatch. We rewatch retro TV shows. We're in almost at the end of season two of Stargate SG-1, and a new episode should be coming out tonight. So stay tuned for that.
Cool. Ian, where would you be?
Me, I'll be here on a Thursday night on the Big Show if it's running. That's my usual. Otherwise, I'm on LinkedIn's the best place to find me. Look for Ian Grant. I work for Veeam. You'll find me there. I post stuff every now and again. That's the usual places.
Cheers,
Around the
mate.
city.
Mr. Ferry?
You can find me on an unmoderated social media network, Mastodon. I am Tom F at sfba.social.
Yeah, what's the one I signed up for that was like the new Twitter and I haven't used it? Can't even
Blue
remember
Sky,
that.
probably.
Blue Sky, that was it, yeah.
Yeah.
My name's Ewan Rankin. You can get me at Ewan Rankin on X. I still use it, I still go on there. And British Tech on X is still, I've activated the account again there, so we might start using that a bit more and try and use other platforms. And you can follow me on Instagram at The Ministry of Image, which is my business because I'm have a great weekend. Really enjoy yourself. If you're in the UK, don't melt. And we'll see you all next week. Night.